Merseyside Girls by Anne Baker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Anne Baker trained as a nurse at Birkenhead General Hospital, but after her marriage went to live in Libya and then in Nigeria. She eventually returned to her native Birkenhead, where she worked as a health visitor for over 10 years. She now lives with her husband on a 9-acre sheep farm in North Wales. Her previous novels, Like Father, Like Daughter, Paradise Parade, Legacy of Sins, and Nobody's Child, are also available from Headline. This book is for my daughter Christine. Book 1, 1939. Chapter 1, July 1939.
Goodness knows what you all get up to, Celia Siddons complained. You should live at home where your father can keep a proper eye on you.
Having three daughters, all at an age that attracted male attention, weighed heavily on her, and now it seemed with good reason. It was Saturday afternoon, and her middle daughter Amy had come home for an hour. She was sitting at the table in the narrow slit of a kitchen.
Why all the fuss?
Amy folded up the newspaper she'd been scanning.
Doesn't the news give you enough to worry about? It seems war is almost on us.
Celia found Amy the most difficult of her daughters, the most questioning, the one most likely to guess why she was such a bundle of nerves over this. She saw her own hand shake as she peeled potatoes for Alex's dinner.
Come and sit down.